Perek Kol HaBasar. Kol HaBasar also levasha b'cholov. Also lahalos v'magvina al hashulchan. You now have the meat and the vina on the shulchan at the same time. That's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. That's in Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara in Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph discusses it and goes over to Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. But wants to know, must be Psarach B'chalav is Doraisa. The Rabbanan, it's considered to be a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. And Lo Gaz Vina Gzeirah L'Gzeirah, says the Gemara. So the Gemara seems to say, and at Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, seems to say, it's not a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. Not exactly there. What is it rather? Shem Ayala Beilfus Roseach Bekli Rishon. If you're afraid if they'll be on the sale at the same time, you will actually have Basa B'chalav Derech Bishul, which is a Daraisa. That's a simple read of the Gemara and Rashi. So it's not exactly there. Okay. Everyone open the Shulchan Aruch Basa, please. Simon Peches. We quote the Rambam. No good. Not working?
No, it's going.
Oh, it's going. Uh-oh. Okay. Simen Peches, Rebbe Osai. Afilu B'sar Chayeva Of. Osur La'alos Al-Shulchan Sho'och Al-Av Gvina. Shelo Yavo La'och Lom Yachad. Rebbeinu Shalom. Eats them together. It's the Rabbanon. Not the Bishul. It's a classical Gzera L'Gzera. The Ram is against and the Shulchan is against them. A Furish Gemara. You know what I mean so far? Mamash against the Mefurash Gemara. How do you get out of this problem? A serious problem. How do you get out of this one? So, let's take a look and see what the Mefurashim say. Take a look in the Taz. Afal Pig Show, Chlam Yacha, Namilek Isa Daraisa, Shenis Aladaka, Derek Bishal Yacha. Themselves, Xero the Xera. The Gemara Amina, the Bechai Gavna, Gazmin, Xero the Xera. A new Pshat. Not the Pshat that we had until now, that it's not Xero the Xera. But the Taz says no, that the Gemara seems to say that in this particular case, we do make a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. We do make a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. Why? Oaf. Oaf is unique. Why is Oaf unique? So we saw a beautiful pshat in the Megillah Sefer that Oaf is unique because people are going to completely misunderstand. They say, Oaf? What's Oaf? The Rama has an expression, Shelo yufshetu ha'am bi'avol de isa basa b'chalam shel Torah. Yochlu b'sar tahora b'chalef tahora. Shari ein mashma kosev ala gediyah b'chalev imo mamish. L'fichach asviko b'asa b'chalef. It's not the same as mechalev or it's a different mint. It's closer to fish. You know, a chicken is in some ways like fish. And therefore, in Rabbi Yosef Glida's town, they actually ate chicken with butter. Right? So the answer takes a special gzer. They shouldn't make a mistake. So it has kulas and chumras. On the one hand, it's never made use of bishul hanah, as opposed to mechal or b'kivegas kasha. On the other hand, it's more chumr because the shach says in siman tzariches of katan zayin that we say over here that oaf is considered like basar shemayitu, and if we're machmor by sofek and we're machmor over here, we make a gzera l'gzera. Oaf is unique. The kitzur name with oaf is unique. It's different than all the other gzeras we had spoke about. In the previous few weeks, the Necholov and all the other things of this nature. It's unique. That's how he understands the opinion of the Taz. So look at the Yad Avraham, Rav Osai. Print it right over here. So again, Lo koi at time of Bishas, Reish Perek Kol HaBasar, Kuf Dalam and Beis, the Gzera L'Gzera. The Mechaba is against the Gemara. Right? Against the Gemara, Mamch. Taz Eina Muvan. So we explained, we made it a little bit move on, but it's a different shot in the actual words of the Gemara. It's a Taz that we gave a lumdus in it. How do you fit into the words of the Gemara? It's still not completely clear. He says like this. Gabi behema halo v'achil achas halo oso haino achil oso shiavo lo chum yachet. Even the maskana, it's exactly the same. Look at the Mishnah, Dvarav Tzarachin. Okay? What he's saying is over here, must be halal and achilah are one. when it, and I quote again, Shabal Ligzer al Achila Rov, Shimlo Yigzer al Halal, Lotia Kiyim Ligzeris Achila, Hakol Rak Chodek Zera. It's the Maga Mishnah's upshot. It's like a Chodek Zera. Once you put it on the table, you're guaranteed to eat it. It's like not two steps, it's like, almost like one step. So writes the Yad Avraham to say pshat. Okay, an interesting pshat. An interesting, fascinating pshat. Are there any other interpretations over here? There are. I give you two more, and there are many others, but two more. The one is the Rebbe Reb Yonason. Reb Yonason Abishinson, crazy or placey, has a fascinating charifus. It's quoted by the Biurim of the Bali HaShulchan. As you know, if you hold Sarov is the Oraisa, which we saw as a machlokas in the Gemara Machlokas Tanoim, then it's possible to say it's one zera. But once you say Sarov is the Rabbanon, you're locked into zera l'gzera. So the Gemara that said it's not zera l'gzera is only by the Yama who held the Sarov is the Oraisa. As we pass him Sarov is the Rabbanon, by definition, has to be a zera l'gzera. That's what he says against the Rasha, but that's what he suggests. Okay? So you have a number of different ways out of this problem. And remarkably, this is something which is a little bit out of character. Torah Chashulchan gives a teretz. He usually doesn't give teretzim to these kind of things, but he steps right up and he gives a very, very nice teretz. Aside from the teretz of the Lechem Mishnah, the Shvera teretz, the Yad Avraham, the Placey, the Gemara says clearly and solemnly on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis that you don't take Zera L'Gzera, it's only Zera Otu Halah B'Ilfus Rishon. That's fine. That's all before the Mishnah. All before the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, adds. The Mishnah adds that according to Beis Hillel, the next Mishnah, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah adds over here, especially extra gzeris that are found in the next Mishnah. Wow, this Hillel over here seems to be a machmer, the whole discussion about that. If you look over here in Tosis is discussing Abes Hillel Parach Hainu Tana Kama. But the teresh was a little bit dachuk. Aruch Hashulchan says no. The pshat is a new osav. And according to Beis Hillel, there is a separate gzeira on oaf. Shema yochlena. Why? It's matzui. Oaf is matzui. It's not the same as chaya. It's matzui. Bekitzur, he's suggesting that the Rambam is incorrect based on the original sugya. But once the new Mishnah came, Rambam became correct. A fascinating point. I want to make one other fascinating point. The Rashash makes. On the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah itself says that there's an Isra of Basar B'Cholov, right? And all of a sudden switches to Gvina. So the Rashash says, why in the world did the Mishnah switch gears? First it talks about Cholov, and then it talks about Gvina. That's a great question. Why did it change from Cholov to Gvina? It's a good question. So what did Rashash answer? Something amazing. Only Gvina you can't be on a table with meat because you touch it with your hands. But Cholov, which is in a kli, it's in a receptacle, they never made a gzeira because you're not going to touch one another. Or Chashulchan said something very, very similar. It says Beferish in the Gemara, Shema Yala Be'ilfis, and Ilfis is a kli. Yoshef Zatzal asks Kasha, so it quoted. So we can answer that the Rashash is makel only in a liquid which can only be in the receptacle. We can't have milk on the table. As opposed to schnitzel, we called it, which is in a pan, but you can put schnitzel on the table too. We've seen people do it. So without any receptacles. So therefore, it's different one from the other. That's how we wanted to suggest an answer to the question of Rabbi Yoshef Zatzal on the Rashash. Oh, yes, another answer as well. Just the other way around. A carrot, you might have thought that only Cholov is also because people normally drink in a meal. But Gvina, why should you have Gvina? You already have Basar. Once you have meat, what's Jesus garnish? It's So you would have thought the other way around. That's his answer. Fascinating answer. And the mamash in the opposite direction. Interestingly, Rav, the Teferis Yaakov is quoted also along those lines. You would have thought there's only exerah when it comes to cholov, not because Rav Yosha's reason is you drink things with meat meals. You're afraid it's going to spill. Milk spills. You have this expression, you can't quite spill milk. Semadoch and milk spills. But you never heard of spilled cheese. So therefore you might have thought, nah, opposite directions. Fine. I would have thought, perhaps along these lines, my own teretz, they would have thought by milk, because milk is a nisa d'oraisa. Opening shiur we gave in the Chazar also, that bosa b'chol is by bishul. But some say if it's only gvina, it's not d'oraisa, some say. It's bosa b'gvina, it's derech tzliya, it's not derech bishul. Kamash malan, that there's even an iser of gvina, either because that's also d'oraisa, or d'xeru l'xeru, as we said. So we have a whole bunch of different answers to the ka'ar of the Rashash, a fascinating ka'ar. Fine. Now, Rabosa, we come to Simen Peches, Sif, Beis. It's only two Sif, Rabosa, we're right halfway through. Let's look at the, yes, sir. Very good. It may in fact be three the Rabbonim. But once, that's why I implied that even before, according to the Teretz, which said that the crazy place, if it's Opusar, Opuchol is Doraisa, then Ein Gorgon Xero Xero. But once Sarof is the Rabbonim, they're going to have to have Xero Xero. So it's Xero Xero Xero. Doesn't matter. Once you go past one, two, three, doesn't really matter. But it's a good point. Very good point. Excellent. Okay, Rabosai, Siv Beis. Where does this come from? A sugya Rabosai, Kuf Zayin Omud Beis. Let's turn. Kuf Zayin Omud Beis. Please. Kuf Zayin Omud Beis. Please turn to Kuf Zayin Omud Beis. Here we have a Mishnah which says Shnei Ach Sanoyim Ochon Shulchan Echad Zebosa V'Zegvina V'Yen Choshishin. Okay, sounds pretty good. Says the Gemara, oh, not so fast. Lo Shon V'Alash E'en Makirin Ze'ezeh. They don't know each other. Makirin Ze'ezeh Asur. Asur. Okay, so it's Asur. The Gemara quotes a Braisa to that effect. One guy's from Tzofa, one guy's from Durham. He has his chatich of meat, he has his gvina. Ochem al shulchan echad. Zebos of zagvina, ben chosh. Flo ostru ela betfisa achas. What does that mean? That's a big question. What does that mean, tfisa achas? Says the Gemara, tfisa achas akataitach. Elek ain't tfisa achas. Such an enigmatic Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? We don't understand what the Gemara is saying. What do the words mean? It's not clear what the words mean, Rabbi Osai. What do they mean? What are the words mean? What do the words mean? So Torah says Tupshat. Imiyesh davar mafsik lo havi kein tfisachas. They quoted the expression tfisachas from Nevoda Zaradaf Nun. Okay, therefore, based on this, Noagan Achshav, shezeh ochel bosa zeh ochel gvina, al shulchan echa, menichin lechem ol kankan oshar keilon hafsik bein tayim, so Tosa understood it this way. As a matter of fact, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. You have it in front of you. The first shot in Tosa. Then the details. You can't eat from the bread, but there's a klisha shosim yimeno, it's not normally there, then it does work, and a menorah works, etc. Fine, good, it's all very nice. It's all found over here, Rabosai. A few other extra dinim over here, shouldn't drink from one kli, because it's stuck on your teeth, it's stuck on the kli itself. You have a fleshika and a milchika salt cup. I told you when it comes to salt shakers, you don't really require it, to the kids that either put it directly into the soup or they put their dirty hands on it. Okay, fine. But let's go back where we came from. Tosfos has a second pshat, which seems to be a simple pshat. V'yesh mefarshim. Lo asru ela b'tfisa achas kolomar, shein b'otzo achas kagon, Achem shekonu esek with tfisa zavais. They have a different source of the word tfisa. But bavashu kuflam and vav. If they come from the same expense account. Uporach tfisa achas akadaitach. Mali otzo achas. Mali b'shtei otzos. And makirin zezer. They know each other. Mishani, you're right. Ken tfisa achas. Hanem makirin zezer. That's what I mean. If they know each other, it's also prohibited. In other words, it's familiarity. If it's all from one expense account, so I'm going to eat more readily, put my hand in your plate, because it's all coming from the same bank. But even if not, if I know you and you're my friend, so I'll also put my hand in your plate and vice versa. That's what the Gemara says. We're all talking about one issue over here. One issue is a simpler, in many ways, it's a simpler interpretation. Why? Because the Sefer is Mevar, the Resha, it's not a separate din. Right? How did it say in the Brice? It says over here, different, you know, people come from different places. But also, the Tfisa Achas, what Tfisa Achas means? Tfisa Achas means it comes from one expense account or they know each other. But according to the first day, it's a whole different thing from out of nowhere. It means there's a separation between it that wasn't in the ratio at all. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is the second pshat. It told us, adds pointedly, so we saw in the Megillah Sefer, he asked the Kasha, so why is the Shulchan Aruch making it so glibly when Tosfos himself is two pshatim and the first pshat is not so simple, the second pshat is a simple pshat? So he goes into a lengthy discussion based upon the Gro. We can't go into all the full details of the Gro right now, but a little bit. Take a look on the Gro, Rabosai, please, if you will. The Gro is over here, Sivkot and Beis. Pei, Ches, Sivkot and Beis. Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. Who's on the Daf Yomi? Anyone on Daf Yomi? If you get to it soon, no? A few days? 2 days? Okay, so you'll have another chance to chaz. Okay? Hochi hashta hosam deus ikla shinu leka. Mash mehecha de ikla shinui is mutter. There's a whole arichas dvarm over here. He says as follows. Again, in the Likud. Because the Mordechai and Shabbos said the fact that it's Asur. Okay. But he wants to know, according to the Habamina, according to Maskana, no. I'm just reading you excerpts in the Gra. I feel the big do Asur is the question of the Hagos Mordechai in the Sechta Shabbos. Okay. And he says, Ki ma'ayin es be'nichav. You'll be ma'ayin carefully in the Sukkot and Shabbos, you'll see it comes out okay. Upligad erab pedos. What does that mean? It means is as follows. Muchach de bebasa bechalav al korach mutter b'shinoi dim lo kein lo muchach de pliga hu adin lechol iman nida the domi lebasa bechalav, as the Gemara says over there, and it's not comparable to Shriva also min ha-Torah mishum lo sikrivu. Oh. Okay, and it's here in Ufiza Muchach Kapira Shavisha Shotosis Hanau, Adkan. It's a complicated grow. We're not going to go into all the details right now once again, but just to briefly remind you what we spoke about. It's a bit of a complex sugi in Masechta Shabbos, and two possible reasons why a particular closeness between a man and a woman when she's a Nida would be prohibited. Either because it may lead to actual Tashma Shanita, the relationship between Nisa Koris, when she's a Nida, that's one, or as a separate Isa, although Sikavu Lagala Serva. It's an independent issa, even if it's not going to lead to anything. Just the fact that there's a certain measure of closeness, this itself is prohibited by the Torah, according to the Rambam, or by the Rabban, according to the Ramban. The Ramban is expected at length in Shabbos Yugimel, and in the Sefer HaMitzvos, which we also pulled out with some interesting diyukim, which we'll perhaps get to just very briefly. So, it comes out, the bottom line, again, is that there is a comparison, the Sefer Mitzvos in Los Hasei, Shin, Nun, Gimel. And it actually could be that although those who are married know that these harachokas apply to Ishta Nida, which is a more common phenomenon, in my opinion, than two people eating basa, one basa, one cholov. More common that a couple is married and eating together when she's a Nida. That happens all the time. So the laws are comparable, but not necessarily identical. Not necessarily identical. Oh. the Sidrei Tara asked this question already. He says, even if the heker, which is found over here at Basar B'chala, will prevent me from sticking my hand out and reaching into that plate and vice versa, but what happened to the what we call the chiba? It's a derech chiba. That's a question. The chiba is independently something which shouldn't be done. I'm not going to eat from your actual plate. So he says over there, the only time there's chiba if they're actually eating from the same plate. That's what he says. If you look at the Pische Tshuva right over here, Sifkot and Dalet. He says, look at the Prima Gonim, it says, sir. Im gam acherim ochlem al shulchan ze mutter af below heker. There's an odif meim also shum heker. Not everyone agrees with this Masas Binyamin. Because it's possible that acherim only prevent chiba. What do they say in America? Two is company, three is a crowd? Is this such a expression? Yeah? Okay. Everyone who's married knows that it's true. I guess if you're dating, you also know it's true. There's three is a crowd. It's a different ambiance, a different atmosphere. If someone else is there, you know, we should get lost. Okay? But that's the reality. That's why if they're there, that's why it's mutter. There's no chiba by ishtonid if someone else is sitting there. Because of the presence of a third person there, it changes the whole chemistry of what's going on. Of what's going on. But it could be that such an idea won't help for the just thoughtless gesture of my taking something from someone else's plate. That having a third person there may not work to stop that. So my boss of Bechala, which is, if I may use the expression, clinical. It's very not romantic, it's just clinical. Will I put my hand into your plate or not? The third person may not necessarily work, even though it works when it comes to Ishtonita. That's a whole discussion. And as a matter of fact, take a look over here, Abosai, here in the Sifse Das, Sifkot and Gimel, the Primogonim. He discusses the following case. What will happen? They're at the same table, but one of them is just far away. Quotes the Marshal. Yoshin Rechokim Zem Yizeh, Bichtei Shein Yochol Livshol Yodav Litam Yochol Havero, Shore Le Divri HaKol, Below Hekera. This seems to be something which is makes a lot of sense. Right? Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Now, the Bach says so. Okay, fine. Would this work by Ishto Nida? So the post can say yes, but not necessarily. Again, this is a clinical matter. I'm going to reach to the plate or not? I can't reach it. So I'm not going to go get up from my seat and go to the other person and take a big piece of chicken out of my back or a little bit of cheese. It's unlikely to happen. But as far as the chiba is concerned, you know, you go on a date and there's a table. Let's say, for example, they don't have any tables for two. You know, I don't know what you do if you're on a date and you need a table for two and they only have these big tables. So how do you sit with each other exactly? I don't know what the etiquette is. But maybe, let's say the etiquette is you have to sit opposite each other. And there's a big table, so one's sitting over here, one's sitting over there, and they're looking at each other very nicely, but they can't reach each other's plate. So I don't know if that detracts from the chiba. I don't know. I mean, maybe it even enhances the chiba. If absence makes the heart go farther, so maybe distance makes the heart go a little bit. I don't know what goes on these days. But I'm just saying that these two are not necessarily identical, Rabosa. Not necessarily identical. Again, I don't have time to go into the entire sugya. This is one interesting horror we had about Kolisha, which we thought that there was a Ramban, that we had a Deacon, the Ramban, and Sefer Mitzvah, that maybe Kolisha is Mutav Ishtonida, which goes against the one side in the Pische Tshuva, but I don't have time to go into the protocol of that right now. Just wanted to mention it because it was an interesting find. It came to us almost accidentally. Good. Ad kan rabosai, simin pei ches. We now turn our attention to Simin Pei Test, which is a bit more lengthy and complex. And once again, we're only doing the first three Sifim, Aleph Beis Gimel. Dalet will be discussing the Shem tomorrow. Tomorrow will be new sugyas, and we'll go into Pei Test. Tzadi Aleph really is one big continuum of Besiyata Dishmai. Pei Test and the first three Sifim of Tzadi Gimel, of Tzadi Aleph, are really the same sugya. And then we're going to start the really hot sugya. That'll probably be either later in the week or maybe even next week. That's when we get to the really Aradeya. Tato Govar and Blias. Oh, that's going to be... Okay. Okay, it's going to be a coming attraction to us. But now we're here in a, we'll call it a technical halacha of separating meals between fleishiks and milchiks. This is maybe the most common shadow that we're ever discussing when it comes to these matters. And let's just see in the sugya what it says. It doesn't seem to say what it says. We're really clueless. We have to see what the Gemara says before approaching what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, take a look over here. Kuf Dalet Omud Beis. Kuf Dalet Omud Beis. The Gemara has as follows. The Gemara says, Tana Igra Chamur de Rabbi Abba, last 10 lines. Ofu Gvina Necholim Bapikorin. Hutana Levu Amala. Tonatila Sedaim Uvalo Kinuach Apeh. Only by Ofu, presumably, but by Basar, presumably, you do require Natila Sedaim and Kinuach Apeh. It's a simple interpretation. Fine. Moses says, Hani Mili Belelio, I will be Yavama Chazina. You don't get your hands, no problem. By day, you can see if they're dirty or they're not dirty. This is a Beis Shammai, this is a Beis Hillel, the Kaneach, Mediach, we're not going to go into all those details right now. There's a Bitoisis, but let's skip it for the moment, get to the punchline of the Sukkot. Boy, my name, I'm asking Rabbi Yochanan on Kufayim and Aleph, about a third of the way down. Kama Yishe Odom, Yishe Beit Basel the Gvina. Omele V'lo Klum. Ha! You don't have to wait at all. Eini, Vamarak, Rav Chista, Ochal Basel, Osel Lechel Gvina. Here it is. Here's what we've been waiting for. You have to wait between fleishiks and milchiks, not vice versa. Oh, very nice. Between cheese and meat. But between meat and cheese, you have to wait. How much? Doesn't say. Because you have to wait. Gufa. What kind of question is this? We'll see soon. Two different pshatim. Korale abosar meshineya. Okay. It's called basar, at least to some extent we'll see. Omer Mavuk, well, here's the punchline of the punchlines. Anol ha-milso l'chalav ha-chama d'rabi abba, d'il abba ki yave ochel bistra ha-idna, l'ave ochel gvina ad mochar ad hashta. In other words, now it's 12 o'clock. If you had meat now, you wouldn't eat milk till 12 o'clock tomorrow. V'il v'ano, v'ha-sudas ha-hud lo achilna, v'sudas ha-achvita achilna. That's really the end of the sugya. It's a lot of very fundamental questions, over very, very basic questions. Let's discuss the first question first, which is, what's this idea you have to wait between fleishiks and milchiks? Why? Why? Why should you have to wait? Why? Why should you have to wait? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi tells you why you have to wait. I say Rashi over here, kuf heim and alf osa lechol gvina. Should the basar motzi shuman vu nidbak bepeh umarich betamo. Okay. She says that there's a meat that gives out certain fattiness. This fattiness somehow gets stuck into the mouth, and it says the taste is there for a long time. That's what Rashi explains. Fine. Now says the next Rashi. Basar ben shinayim michoshev basar shlo lechol gvina imo hashit lenu habasar oded al mikri basar. Nothing to do with the same law according to Rashi. A different issue. You find meat between your teeth. Even after the time, which was marach, all right. Even an arichas time has an end. Whenever the end happens to be, we'll see later how much time. Many different opinions, 3-4 different opinions. But after that time is up, you still find meat between your teeth, and you just eat the milk, cheese, despite the fact that the meat between your teeth. What's this? No, meat between your teeth is considered to be meat, no matter how long it takes. It's, as long as it's there, it's called meat. This is Shita's Rashi. With me so far? So the question that was asked by the Amora, he asked the question. It was an innocent question. He just wanted to know, all right, you're talking about the taste to me. What about meat itself? Even after the taste wanes. He said, it's awesome. Ad kanchi disrash. The Rambam has a totally different opinion. The Rambam says that the problem with meat is it gets stuck between your teeth. That's the problem with the Rambam. Bosa shevena shinai. And therefore, the poskim say, the Torah puts it out, if you just chew it, you have to wait. Right, chew it, you have to wait. However, according to the Rambam, if you find meat between your teeth after 6 hours, Rambam says, Kemoshe Shos, then that meat is nothing. because the whole reason for waiting the 6 hours is because of the meat, which may be between your teeth. So by definition, if the 6 hours lapse, that meat is considered to be disintegrated halachically. As of no halachic moment, this is Shita Saramba. What was the Gemara asking the Kasha over here, Shaila? Omer Achav Yosef Rav Chista, Abbasah Ben Shinei Mahu. Kind of chutzpah question is that? It was a bit of chutzpah. He was questioning the very din. Since when, Rabbi, you tell me a new din? You eat meat, you have to wait for milk. This is Rav Chista. He's giving a sort of, Rebbe, Abbasah Ben Shinei Mahu, since when should meat between the teeth make a difference? And he answered it back and politely. He knew what he was going to get. But I know you're a wise guy. You're trying to slug me up without saying anything. Yes, the meat is meat. Abbas didn't mention name. That's how the Rambam presumably would learn the shock of the Torah between Rav Acha bar Yosef and Rav Chista, who said the original thing. Okay, fine. This is the Iker point. The Torah passes like both the Chumra and the Taz here in the Mishpat Zov, Siv Katan Aleph, and the Katar the Disasri. Uksil b'chol shechol, which is read in Koheles, last Shabbos. No, because first of all, maybe both pshatim are true. Maybe. And also, when we're in doubt, when we're in doubt, it's not a tarot of disaster, so we have to be in doubt. Fine. I might want to make one important comment, that although this is the simple understanding, and the way it's understood by the tour, it's not completely clear that everyone, in fact, agrees with this understanding. Let me explain what I'm driving at. Let's start off with one of my favorite svarim. We haven't opened it yet today, but we refer to it. The Bali Ashuch, such a beautiful sefer. So at the very, very beginning of Simen Pei Tes, he discusses the two opinions over Rashi and the Rambam. He quotes the very first line. True way of saying Rashi, Achad Achilas Bosan Nish Eres Shichvo Daka Shal Shamnunis Dvuko Latoko Shope, Venimshar Mizetam Abosan Pepe Zman Oruch. Okay? So therefore, it looks like he's eating Bosan Bechalov together. It's also with Rabbanan. Fine. That's how he understands. That's how the Torah understood it, clearly. And the Torah understood that if you simply chew on it, there's no, that's little shikva daka does not accumulate. Therefore, there's a possibility to be somewhat lenient. But it's not completely clear. Who said that there's no chewing the fifth? If you chew it, give it to your child. He points out in the Megillah Sefer that the Torah didn't use expression of Shuman Nidbak Bepeh. Rather, the Torah, who's the first one to give the Snafkamin of Loes, had a different interpretation. He understood Rashi to mean, or his own version, according to Shitas Rashi, is that we call the aftertaste, which comes up, Rabbi said, forgive me, from here. We all have felt that sometimes. You have a nice big meal. You know. We're coming after Sukkot, Rabbi says, Matzim Chaseinim. We were in the midst of simple with Bosser. Bosser and Yantif. I'm sure at one meal of the many we overate a little bit. So you know, that Bosser taste from the, really coming from the stomach, really, it's coming up. And that's the problem. That's why the Torah says if you only chew it, you don't swallow it, that problem doesn't exist. He wants to reinterpret. It doesn't mean the little veneer around the teeth of the palate as it's understood by others. But rather, it's coming up from further down. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. I'm just making a comment that that's a different interpretation of what we call Shitas Rashi. So with Rambam, we know the Rambam is pretty clear. But within Shitas Rashi, we'll call it the general Shitas Rashi. There are two interpretations. Either the thin layer on the palate as the Bani HaShulchan, or as the Megillah Sefer would prefer it, coming up from the stomach, that aftertaste. Fine. Good. It's interesting that there's a final point on this little nekuda, Rabosai. The Rashba quotes the Baal Hita, quote, the Yimchoshesh Basar Ben Shinov Afilu Shah Sarach Lahotziya. I had an interesting question about what the word Choshesh means. I can't resist playing my chat, which is, even though it's against one of the greatest Gedolim ever, namely the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Maharshal. The Maharshal understood in Siman Tes, what does it mean? Chosh means, like, you know, oh, I'm choshish for a certain possibility, or I'm choshish for a certain shita. Halachists are very familiar with the word choshish. It's all over the halachic universe. I mean, I'm choshish for the Rambam, I'm choshish that maybe this happened, either for different facts or opinions, which may not be certain, but we have to be choshish for it. That's how we understand it. That's how we understand it. Okay, fine. So the Yad Yehuda says, the name of the Maharshal, that Mistama Rabosai, you don't have to worry about it. We're talking about an individual who knows from experience, if he doesn't floss his teeth, there's stuff there, even after 6 hours, typically. But the question is, do people do that? Rabosai, by a show of hands, is there anybody here who floss his teeth after 6 hours of meat before having a melachic meal? You confirm the wisdom of the Bari HaShulchan. He says, the Olam, I guess you're citizen of the world, Rabosai. Remember of the Olam, right? The Olam, he says, is not knowing to do this. He doesn't think the Olam does it. That's not our minig. And the question, of course, becomes, why? Why? I'll give you my answer to this question. My answer to the question is that I have to ask Mechila from the Maharshal. I understood the word Choshesh differently. I understood the word Choshesh means not to suspect, but to feel, right? The chush, I feel it, right? He feels it with his tongue. He feels it with his tongue, not chashash. You feel it with your tongue, of course, you have to take it out. And I wrap both sides. If you feel meat in your tongue, in your teeth, you feel it for sure. 6 hours pass, you have to remove it. I assume we all do that, if it ever happens. Maybe it doesn't happen to you too often, but if it happens, you have to remove it. So if you don't feel anything, you don't have to remove it at all. That's what I think. I think the words of the Rashba sound more that way. As I told you before, the lush of the Rashba one more time, im choshesh basar ben shinav. Other words should have said choshesh le basar ben shinav. Would allow it. You're afraid of it. No, you feel it. That's what I wanted to suggest. So I guess we have, okay, that's my original pshat within the issue of the meat between the teeth. We had the two pshatim within within Rashi's view. Is it the thin layer or something just coming up from further down? Fine. Now, Rabosai, having discussed this initial introduction to the sugya, let us turn our attention, Rabosai, to the Suda Acheres, which the Gemara is over here on the Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. Sudach, what do the words mean? Let's take a look at Tosfos. Very critical Tosfos here. Very short, but critical. The Sudach Vita. La v'sudasa sheregilin lasas achas shachas v'echas arvis. Why is he saying lav? Because somebody says yes. Someone says hein. Who says hein? The Rambam and the Rosh, right? The Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh, they have to wait from one meal to another. The Rambam puts a number on it. 6 hours. Why 6 hours? Because the average meal of a Talmud Chacham was had in the sixth hour, and the average meal was the Asudas Boker of Erev. The Erev was already presumably after we got the ox. It was 6 hours. And then once it's 6 hours, so that's you have to wait 6 hours. He's even a bigger stickler. Sheishos is a Shulchan Aruch. That's where it comes from. This is the opinion of Rambam and the Rosh. But Tosfos rejects it. El afilu li alter im silek ha-shulchan u-birech muta lo plug rabbonim. Even if he, no time elapsed, as long as you benched Birchas HaMazon and you removed everything from the table, or removed the table itself and the old days had small little tables, muta. Why? Don't the reasons apply? Whatever the reason may be, Rashi to the Rambam. Yes! It may apply, says Tosfos. They're not denying that. Lo plug rabbonim l'kula. An irony, usually lo plug l'chumra. A lo plug l'kula, since usually the normal time they wait from one month to the next is, as we saw in Rambam, and they rush 6 hours. Even though you only waited 6 minutes. Why do I say 6 minutes? Until you clear the table and you bench, it takes 6 minutes. I think you shouldn't bench so fast. It takes a while to clear the table. So I'm just to make you a mnemonic. You go down from 6 hours to 6 minutes. Okay, and you're 6 minutes after you had your last piece of meat, you already have the ice cream. Ah, meridic. Ah! Terrific, Rabbi said. Terrific. This is mutter. Because usually you wait 6 hours for the next meal. So lo plug la kula. Now, I'm talking about the rice over here. So lo plug la kula. This is sheet that's ha-toysis. Fine. So the two extreme sheet mamash from one to the other. Good? Everyone with me so far? But it's also a third potential sheet over here, which we have to discuss carefully. That is found in the Tosis on Kuvdal and Beitz. Let's look carefully at the Tosis over here, very carefully. Kuvdal and Beitz. Kuvdal and Beitz, Rabosai. There's a complicated textual problem. The Gemara says, O for Gvina in, Basar Gvina lo. What kind of question is Tosis? The Gemara is asking a question, Taima. We saw the Farish in the Gemara that the two are totally different, as Rav Chisda said. So Tosfos' first term is Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim. When it comes to Netilas Yadayim, there's no real difference. Your hands are dirty, your hands are not dirty. Good, we're not going into all the details, which are significant, we'll have to come to it a little bit later. Rabbi Natan and the Bahag of Anupsha. Ochol Basar also lechol gvina before Shema Kufay. No, it's not true. Hide only below Netila v'kinuach. Abba b'netila v'kinuach shari. Shari. Wow, an amazing, incredible kula. That the requirement to wait for Suda Achriti is only if you didn't do Netil and Kinuach. The Netil doesn't have to wait at all. What a bonus, Rabosai. What a bonus. So in case you don't have, I want that ice cream. No problem. What to do with Netil and Kinuach? And I don't have to wait, fill in the blank, 6 hours. And perhaps what? Wouldn't have to wait either what? 6 minutes. So I'm doing Netil and Kinuach. Incredible. Hey, not bad, huh? The Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam. So, yes, you have to wait to Suda Achrita, variously defined, 6 hours or 6 minutes, but that's only if you didn't do Netila v'Kinuach. This is an amazing pshat, Rabosai, of the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. Rabosai, before we go into further analysis, let's think about Oph for a minute. Oph u'gvina nechol about Bikarit. So we should have certain leniency with respect to Oph, for sure, Mefurash Gemara, right? Says Tosfos, what about back to the Olam again? Are you part of the Olam? Yeah? You're back to again the Olam? The seventh wide line. Kuftama base. The Olam Nagush Lolechal Gvina Achar Basar Klal Afilu Achar Oph. It's against the Gemara. Aiton Igra Oph Gvina Nechal Bapikoren Mashma Oph Tchila. It's according to one interpretation. No, it helps our Ophakolov is the Rabbana. We pass us the rice. Whoa, is that really true? Doesn't sound that way. Even though it's the Rabbana, we're Machmir, etc. Good. Whatever it is. Bottom line is, for whatever reason, we're Mach when it comes to Oph as well. And there's a whole discussion in the various poskim as to why it is that we're machal by Ofer as well. On a simple level in the Gemara, we should be mekel. So there's a Ramban. Ramban suggests that maybe we should be mekel when it comes to Of. And we assume that it's not that way. We are machmir in this question of Of. And it's spent a lot of time going into these pratim, but I think it's sufficient to say that we belong to the Olam. We belong to the Olam, and the Olam says that notwithstanding Gemara seems to have certain leniencies when it comes to Of, we are strict. We are strict. Okay. Fine. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai. I think so far we're doing pretty well. We didn't really analyze the Of situation appropriately. Could be, and this is what I'll just give you the Tiferes Yaakov's Teretz, that maybe based on the Gemara Kuf Dalam and Beis, Of and Gvina is Kipshuto, in that order, and we could be Mekel. And how would you do it? Look, you relied on Nikra Shinayim. You're afraid that the chicken's between your teeth, no problem. Just floss, take a toothpick, it's no problem. However, the Gemara Kuf Heim and Aleph introduced something new. That we're choshesh v'basa ben ha-shinayim, when we're afraid we won't get it out, even by toothpick or by flossing. That's the fear. And therefore, we have to wait for Of 6 hours. That's something new was introduced in the Gemara on Kuf Heim and Aleph. This is what he says, pshat. It's a nice pshat. Whatever it is, it explains to us why we wait 6 hours when it comes to Of. As well. Good. So now, Rabosai, we have a very, very problematic word. One word, it's hard to translate. What's that word? It's the word, the last line of Kuf Dalet of the base. The word is Madiach. What does Madiach mean? What does the word Madiach mean? So there's a whole discussion of the word Madiach. On Daf Kuf Heyam and Aleph, we'll discuss about Mediach and Mekaneach. What does Mekaneach mean, Rabbi Osai? Everyone knows what it means. What does it mean, Rabbi Osai? No. Take a piece of bread. What does it mean? Bread, and you chew it. By chewing it, it removes some of the residue in your mouth. It achieves whatever it has to achieve. That's what's called Mekaneach. So, what is Mediach? I would say Mediach means Poshim Shat. Mediach means you rinse out your mouth. You rinse out your mouth. That's what the word means. It's a pashup shot. Rashi explains the kaneach piv the top of kufay. The kaneach piv lo mediach b'mayim means piv b'mayim. Shakinuach yofe mina adocha. Was kind of that's about toshes. And Rashi, you're fighting, is that true? Is anyone holding kinuach better than adocha? Maybe adocha is better than kinuach choladeis. That's a toshes over here, which I can't go into in the pratim right now. Toshes ilema on kufay of an alf. Very nice. That's what's called. Hadocha. The Ran says no. The Ran suggests that the word Hadocha is something completely different. It means Natilas Yadayim. Whoa. Why is it changing the phrase? There's something Natilas Yadayim. Why is somebody talking about Hadocha? Why are you changing the phrase? It's a little bit strange why the phrase should be changed if it's called Natila throughout Shas. You know about Natilas Yadayim. Why suddenly over here is it being called Hadocha? Now, if you don't want to turn to the Ran, you can see yourself, Rabbi Osai, that this phrase is used in that fashion. This can be found in right here on the page. Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or Hagola. Okay. Give a look. Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or Hagola. First piece on Kufay. Elu Yadav. Wow. The Rambam also sounds that way. Sarum Shiyadiach Yadav. Why did he use different phrase used? So once again, a brilliant insight from the Tiferes Yaakov. Hadacha means only the part of the hand that is dirty. Rabbi said, Netzilas Adayim, could you do half a little half a hand? Yeah, it's worthless. You have to do the entire hand. That's the Tikkanas Netzilas Adayim. Hadachas Yadayim is only the part that upon which there is dirt. Now, since the Rambam talks about Hadachas Yadayim, Rav Osai, there's no distinction between day and night. Rambam omitted that distinction. It's obvious that at night, as you can't see, there's no choice of to be madiach the entire hand. Me suffek. When it comes to oath, then make me suffek. But if you see chicken fat, of course you have to get rid of it. It's a whole new story. And the Ritva has the kash against his shitas that we only have the expression of adocha by Netilas Adayim. We understand very well. We understand very well. It's takanat. A typical Netilas Adayim which requires the entire hand. Till here, whatever other sheet you hold by. No, it's adocha on the dirty part, but if it's at night you can't see, so you have to wash the whole hand. So the Ram didn't explicitly make a distinction between day and night, because it's self-understood based upon his understanding of the word hadacha means. Oh. Now, the Ritva is the kasher of Osai. The Gemara is a havamin over here that if you require, listen carefully, that if you either require kinuach, you don't need the tilas adayim, or the other way around. Okay? So what's that all about? There could be Rabbi Osai Kwandra Rabbeinu Gershom, we can say as follows. When the Gemara said at the end, Elo, Hadacha means his hand. We thought originally it meant his mouth, so therefore it has to do with kinua, but at the end it means something else. I'm not going to get into all these other details. It's many other questions. Just telling you that although the standard pshat is that Hadacha means the mouth, there's an alternative pshat, which appears at various stages in the sugya, at the beginning called the Ramah, the end called the Rabbeinu Gershom, that it really means Hadachas Sayadayim. Different than Netila is the entire hand. We have Netilas Adayim, we know for Pas, and no, for Tefila, that's the entire hand. Here, Hadacha means only the part which is dirty. And again, if you see dirt, you have to remove only that part and that part, and that part only. And if you don't see any dirt at all, you can be Mekel. And at night, when you see nothing, after you mach and wash the entire head. Okay, Rabbi Osai, just give you a bekit to nimrit because the time is running short. So now, Rabbi Osai, we come to the bottom line. Arithmetic, Rabbi Osai. How long must you wait between meat and dairy? Let's start with the most strict sheet of all. Come on, let's start with, we'll work our way down. How's that, okay? Good. That's a good deal? We'll work our way down. Said the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai, pay tesif aleph. Ochal bosor, Rabbi Osai, look inside, please. Ochal bosor, afil shulchai v'of, lo yochal gvino, achrov, ach yishe sheish shows. That's it, 6 hours. 6 hours. That's it, finished, 6 hours. You want the strictness of all strict? I'll tell you right now what it is. I don't agree with it. Aruch HaShulchan. It's usually known as a maker, right? Ironically. Aruch HaShulchan says you have to wait 6 hours from benching to washing. I understand where it's coming from. Suda Achrita. It's mentioned by the Suda. You have to wait 6 hours from the time you bench to the time you wash for the next meal. I had my meat. I finished it half an hour ago. My milk is not coming out until half an hour from that. Doesn't make a difference. That's the strictest of all stricts. To my knowledge, there's nobody who follows that. To my knowledge, unless you can. Who waits? Who follows the Aruch HaShulchan? We love him on other things, don't we? But over here, we suddenly turn our back on it. There's no one I know who waits 7 hours, whatever it may be, if they're. I mean, there's no wait 6 hours that I know about from benching to washing. You look at the clock. Okay? You know, you finish the flesh. Okay, it's 12:30. It's a good time. Shabbos, you won't finish at 12:30. Not Sunday. Sunday is a Shabbos Sheni Shel Goliath for some people, but that's not for now. So 12:30. I look at my watch. I finish the fleshing. Somebody still sings. You know, we say the very Torah. We have cake and fruit. We benched 1 o'clock. Come 6:30, I'm ready to roll with my ice cream. Rosh Hashanah said, oh no, you have to wait till 7. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, let me at least wash now. No, you can't even wash your ice cream dessert. He's really strict. And it's based on the Lashon of the Gemara. Yeah.
Is he saying it according to the Shulchan Aruch or according to
itself? Yeah, no, that's what Shulchan Aruch means. You have to wait 6 hours from one meal to the next. Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara. Can't be a know-nothing. The Gemara does say, Suda to Suda, it's a logical perspective. There are proofs against it from the Shach. I'm going to the various proofs, and I don't have time to go into it. The Maisa, we don't follow the Aruch HaShulchan, but it is a sheet. So we follow the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. 6 hours from the time you're watching, it's April, last piece of meat, to the first piece of dairy. Okay? Now, the Me'iri, they're going in descending order, says 6 hours, O Korov Lezeh. What does it, Korov, does that mean? What does that mean? 6 and 6. It's not 6, it's not 6. What kind of business is this? You have a minion? Korov, I have 9 people. I got a domino. I'm almost there. What does that mean? We have quantitative shiurim. We never heard of almost. Almost doesn't count, as they say in America. You don't have it. The answer is, it's an estimate. Suda l'suda is an estimate. So the question becomes, kamo, or korov la, korov is that. The rabbi said kamo sheshos. He says korov la sheshos. What does that mean? So here there were a number of different approaches. One of them is 5.5, the famous 5.5. The famous 5.5 is not so famous, but there are people who rely on the 5.5, and we'll find it beferish in the Abia Omer of Avadja, Chelik Aleph. He wants to say based upon the Rambam, Kamo Shesh Shops. And he said, look, they didn't have watches in those days. And he Rabbi Avadja adds, anything within a half an hour is called Samuch. Half an hour before mincha. So that's what he says. Okay, that's what he says. Fine. So we have 5.5. We're starting to work our way down. Okay. Is there anyone? Do I hear? It's like an auction, but a downward auction. Do I hear 5? We're down to 5.5. Rabbi said, or as they call it in America today, Into the sixth hour. By the way, to be honest, for Svardim here, Rabbi Avadja himself should wait 6 hours. He just saw it called Limud Zchus. He quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says you have to wait at least 6 hours. Keep remembering, Rabbi Yeruchim, the name is an important name. The 5.5 is quoted by someone in the name of Rav Aaron Kotler as well. It's not just that Rav Avadja Yosef, the Gadol of the Sfardim, but the Gadol of the Ashkenazim also seems to say, do I hear 5? Yes. I have another Me'iri. Not the Me'iri here in Chulin who says Korov to 6, but the Me'iri in Mogen Ovos Simites, which we gave out, I think, who says, not going to believe this, he says 5 or 6 hours. What does that mean? Rebbe, if you say 5, we're going to wait 6? Well, I don't know. Maybe the Mir wasn't exactly sure. Yes?
For Ravadia's Svar of Samuch Lashesh, and also for the Me'iri, and also for, I don't know the Svar of Aron Cutler, but if Ravadia is saying that it's because they didn't have clocks, so it gives you sort of a half hour leeway,
right?
Can you say that now that you do have a clock, Rama would probably say wait 6?
I happen to think that 6 is the way to go. But I'm aware of the fact that there are others who have these leniencies. I'm trying to justify them a little bit, at least after the fact. Yes, sir?
My roommate, I'm not sure you should put it in
Lakewood.
He said 5 minutes. That's what
most
Lakewood say.
The name of Rav Aaron Kotler. Okay. I guess it's a dispute, is what Rav Aaron said. Maybe he said 5.5 hours under normal conditions and into the 6th in yeshiva conditions, when the kitchen and the yeshiva. Huh?
We heard that from Rav Nevin.
Same thing. She usually weighs 6, but in the yeshiva, because it's hard for the kitchen to operate that way, they make it into the 6. That's what I've heard also from certain people. Yeah?
I missed it last time. Does anyone generally hold into 6 hours, like 5 hours and 1 minute? Is there a source for the
I have a miri.
That's 5 horses.
Five or six. So I'm into the five means into the six. That's a source. I have a source for that too. Rabbi said the fact that it's a source doesn't mean you should do it. I'm just trying to give you the widest range of sources, Rabbi said. But I still think, as I said, you should wait six. I said it three times. Maybe you should say six times. So you should know my personal view. But fine. Let's go down, 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 down. Okay? Anybody know anything about four? Four? Do I hear four?
Can you say something about that being the longest?
Yeah, the Pre-Chodesh. Pre-Chodesh suggests four. On what basis? But the Pre-Chodesh printed in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if it's in the green ones, but it's in mine. Pre-Chodesh suggests 4 hours. Where in heaven's name do you get 4 hours from? So it's like this. In the winter time, they had shorter days. And around 4 hours is between noon and night. It's about 4 hours. I don't know, in New York, the day never gets less than 9 hours, but I guess if you live in certain climates where many, many Jews live, take Vilna, how's that? So I had that. Did anyone go online for me? I asked them, I think, to go on. You can still do it. Do me a favor, go on Weizmanen. Plug in Vilna. Is there any city that was, Gdoli Olam, which is further north of
Manchester?
Yeah, you have some people in St. Petersburg, and then maybe
Gateshead.
Right, so you pick a city, a northern city. Go online and see how long the shortest day is from noon until sunset. From midday, how long the whole day is completely from sunrise to sunset? It could be it's 8 hours. Just New York's 9 hours, we're pretty, We think that we're the same as the Jews in Europe. No. We're comparable into Spain, am I correct? You go straight across the latitude, if I'm not mistaken. But our forefathers lived in France and Germany and Lithuania and Poland, It's a big country, it's had a lot of spread. But it could be that in those places the day was shorter and therefore then the thinking then becomes, well, I would say, okay, if that's you want to be so smart. So wait every place you are from midday until night. So you have to wait, who knows, 8 hours in the summertime. You want to lop off 2 hours here, 2 hours there. Nope. Once you lop off 2 hours in the winter, that's as long as it takes to digest or what it takes to get rid of the sheen or to get rid of the between the teeth, whatever it may be. 4 hours, okay. So that's we're down now. Some say 4 hours. The big enigma.
7 hours and 28 minutes.
Huh?
7 hours, 28 minutes.
That's where?
Manchester.
Wow, so it's even a little bit less.
In Vilna, I got 6 hours, 58 minutes.
6:58 is the shortest day. Wow. So you have seven hours approximately. That gives it to 3.5. Oh, so that's a loop shot. We have a loop shot in three. Samach. To 3.5 is three. You take all the coolest. Take the cooler than Pre-Chodesh. Extend it to Vilna. Vilna was on a year of Ambius Row. And Ravadi Samach. Presto, we have 3 hours. That's the one way to get to the 3 hour number. The other way is by the shoot Pas Sodcha. I told us I had no idea who said it, who that was. I came across it over Yontif. It was Rabbi Munk from Haifa. The Munks are from German descent, as you well know. And he said the reason for 3 hours, they have more frequent meals. More frequent meals leads it to a 3 hour, digestive system. You have a program based on how many meals you have. As a matter of fact, we saw a source, an early source for this logic, that you can be programmed differently, from the Meiri, right here, on our daf. He's a cotton does not require 6 hours. Why? Quote, Kevan shesudosav tchufa zelas zulazu v'ikulo memaher v'istumka uben shinav v'dalet etzlo kevav begodl. How do you like that? 4 for a kid is like 6 for a grown-up, because he eats meals every 4 hours. So his digestive system is different. I guess the Yekis, who ate every 3 hours, they have different digestive systems. I mean, that's what the Miri is in fact saying. a digestive system, and your even things like your dental system, if I may, adjusts to the reality of how you eat. It's a chiddush, but that's what the Meiri says, and that's what perhaps the Pa'as Sotcha is based upon. Is based upon. So we had, what do we have? Six, five and a half, five, and we had four. Then we suggested three and a half based on the Pre-Chodesh is taking a step further from four to three and a half. And then we had three, either based on some of the three and a half or based on the Pa'as Sotcha, they ate more frequent meals. Yes, sir.
It says that the next meal, so the next meal is 3 hours.
Okay, well, but presumably the idea of the next meal is not arbitrary. It's based on some factual piece of reality. So the Meiri explains that the reality changes based upon your habits. That's what he says. Can we go beneath three? One. Can we go beneath one? 6 minutes. I gave that as a muscle 6 minutes. That's hard to get benches of Siddur HaShulchan in less than that amount of time. Okay? Everybody with me so far? One is so far still an enigma. We'll say that for last. Okay? But before we go into the one, which requires a very careful analysis, I'm trying to race the clock over here, we have to discuss, Rabosei, a couple of other important, very, very important issues. When someone is in doubt whether he waited 6 hours or not. He didn't look at the clock. He's not sure. What would you say? He's not sure. It's the Rabbanan, right? It's all the Rabbanan. Clearly it's the Rabbanan. No one's going to say it's a Shalom A. D'oraisa over here. That's ridiculous. No D'oraisa. So perhaps we should be lenient if we're discussing the possibility of A. Din D'Rabbanan. What do you say, Rabbosei? What do you say? Huh? What do you say? It's the Rabbanan, right? Isn't it the Rabbanan? No. Some suggest that we call A Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. A Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. We don't say Sveika Derabonon Lakula. We are more strict. Should that apply in this particular case? As a matter of significant dispute. Why? It goes back and forth. The Dakit Shuva, the Ad Yehuda, and those who are later. It goes back and forth. There's a tzlach, as we saw it printed in our Gemara, in our Shulchan Aruch here. What did the tzlach say? Tzlach, which means another Yehuda. We do not apply the principle of a dava sheshna matirin with respect to, for example, tiltul mukta. What does tiltul mukta mean? We don't move the mukta now that it's yontif. Wait till you make Avdallah. Once you make Avdallah, it's certainly permissible to move the mukta. So don't do it now. Move it. So what are you talking about? You do it now and do it later. Huh? I do it now and do it later. That's not what Dabashesh means. Eat, I can only eat something once. So the question that becomes, as far as our sugya is concerned, we're talking about eating milachiks after fleshiks. Should we compare it to a Dabashesh lamatirin and therefore say it's permissible in the case of Sveika derabbanan? Or should we say, no, you can eat milchiks now, you can eat milchiks later? So I'm not going to want to wait around so long. I want to have it now, and I want to have it later. That is the question. That's the question. It's a serious question. What's the nature of the prohibition of milchiks after fleshiks? It's a lumdusha question, I think. A lumdusha question. What's the nature of this of this day? Has it come up again? Children. The Meiri speaks about children from the perspective of their different versions of digestion. That's very nice, the digestion. But I'm discussing a different matter. Must I be mechanech my child to wait so long? And can I give him milk? Can I give him a bottle? Can I give my baby a bottle? Just had flesh, I'll give him a bottle. I'll put the bottle in his mouth. I have a general principle, Rabbosei, that lo safinan biyadayim. You can't give your child in the mouth something which is not kosher. The Magen Avraham says it only applies to non-kosher food. But to kosher food, which is you shouldn't be having at this point in time, it's not a problem. What's the example he starts with? Kiddush Friday night. Kiddush Friday night in shul, you're not supposed to eat because it's before the Suda. So how do you give the children to eat, to drink the wine, the Kiddush? Well, there are many reasons. Some say it's mutter to drink before the Kiddush, the Saramikutsi, and some say, whatever. And one of the reasons is because, after all, it's not a Isa Chefter, the wine isn't treif. You shouldn't be having it before Kiddush. The question is, does that apply to our situation? Does it apply to our situation over here? It may apply even to Yom Kippur. To Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the food is, you know, it's fundamentally kosher food, right? So therefore, maybe give it a child to eat on Yom Kippur, according to that possibility. To all the problem of giving to a child, but these are significant matters. Let's chazer again. Let's chazer again. The Pischei Tshuva quotes this tzlach. You want to look it up later. It's in Siman Kuf Pei, Kuf Beis, Sivkotin Vav. There's a pilpul whether that the Daka Tshuva quotes that tzvar over here, and the Biurim says no. They are moving the same item now, and after Abdullah, here you're eating two different things. And we thought that it's not Nisa on the Hefta, it's Nisa on the Pu'ula. It's the equivalent of moving Mokos, even though it's two different pieces. And there are those who are making for different reasons completely. It's a kind of a Svek Sveka. They also may not work in the Eshna material. They hold me equal with enough to wait 6 hours. I'm not going to hold the problem. I think you have much room to be lenient when it comes to a Suffek. And there's also the reason to be lenient when it comes to giving your children, because it's not an Iser Cheftz, if I may use that expression. Good. Now, Rabosai, we have to discuss two more significant points. The first, Rabosai, is the Ramos 1 hour. We have yet to define where the 1 hour comes from. Where's 1 hour? We don't know. We don't know where it's taught. Where's 1 hour? What in the world is this 1 hour? Where is it coming from? We don't understand where 1 hour comes from. So Mefurash Ramah, yes, 1 hour, the Dutch, right? I think keep 1 hour. But there's no basis. We have basis in so many things, right? I don't want to repeat again, although we probably had at least six sheetahs. Let's pick the number six. Right? Six, 5.5, 5, 4, 3.5, 3. We have mamash six sheetahs. But one? Where's one come? Echad miyodeh. So where does one come from? Where is it coming from? So there are two sources for the one. Gra says, Zohar. Zohar, okay. Zohar, I raise my hands, I give up my hands. Zohar, we bow in deference to the Zohar. We don't have to try to explain anyway. The Zohar is a Zohar. Who can argue with a Zohar? Okay, but usually when it comes to these matters, we don't follow the Zohar against the poskim, the classical poskim. But okay, Zohar. Is there an additional interpretation? Yes, the famous interpretation of the Crazy Uplacy. Tchilas ha'ikul, the beginning of the digestive process. So what does he quote? A Gemara in Brochus, some of you maybe Daf Yomi. It says over there, it's a shear of Arba Mil, 72 minutes, after which in certain circumstances, you're not supposed to bench if 72 minutes passed after you've finished eating, because in this Akal, I take 6 hours. No, 6 hours is Gemara ikul, and 1 hour is Tchilas Ikul. So says Rabbi Yonison. Comes along the Biurim and asks the Kasha that everybody asked. The boys in the Shir asked the Kasha. It's a great Kasha. Excuse me? Did you say 1 hour? Last I looked in the Gemara in Brachas, it was 72 minutes. I read you the Lashon of the Biurim on page Nun Dalet. And here it's only one Shah. What's going on over here? What's happening? So I had a Harifus to answer. The answer is that how you define an hour when you talk about the day may not be so clear. Because in Shitas, Mogan Avram himself is, you count the hours of the day. We know this from Zman Krishna. You have to get up earlier, Abosa and Shabbos, because of him. He followed the Mogan Avraham's man. His man is typically, according to the way it's normally calculated, 36 minutes earlier than what we have, the Vilna Gaon's man. Why? Because he counts his day from Alosa Shachar to Tetzik HaChavim. So it's 720 minutes in the, on an average day from sunrise to sunset. Add 72 here, add 72 there. Comes out that the hour is 72 minutes. 10 in the middle, and one on each side. So therefore, my harifus was, that maybe that's what he's holding with that mahalakim. Remember Rabbi Yonason was very known to be very, very sharp. That the hour, by in daytime, I'm talking about daytime, but it's sudo sudo, it's also by daytime, is a 72-minute hour. It's a little, I usually don't say such sharp things. But maybe that's going to work to answer the kasha that Talmidim had and then the Biurim had on the crazy place. Fine, that's 1 hour. But it's a very, very major issue with this 1 hour, which is critical question. Is this 1 hour another Suda? If this 1 hour is another Suda, so then the question becomes, hey, once it's another Suda, you shouldn't require Kinuach V'Hadacha. The Ramo here, take a look. And Trilas Sheshops, Rabbi Adam Silik Ubirach Brichas Amozin Butter, the Kinuach V'Hadacha, by Minega Poshut. From Dino Sehelu, the Hampton Acharachilas Bosar, Shoachas. You also have to have Bracha, right? You have to have Brichas Amozin. And presumably, you have to have Kinuach as well. Where does this come from? That's the kasha which is raised against the Ramon, the Dibre Chamudas. Time to go to the back now. Sifkon Chafei asks this kasha. If you're basing yourself on the Rabbi Natam and the Bahag, and the Rabbi Yo, so-called, you don't need Kinuach and Adoch. We had spent time in the Orach Mishra on Darkei Moshe HaOruch. There's a typo in the Hagos Ashri. I'm going to go into that all now, which is very fascinating. I just want the time to go into just reminding you of what we spoke about. But the Mata Yehona says to Sadash, I want to read inside just for a minute. If you have a Shulchan Aruch open and see what he says. The Mata Yehona says it's found. Commenting on this Rambo. He's Mochiach came from Tosis Of. And he asks somewhat of a complex diuk in the Lashon of Tosis. Af Vesuda Akeres Nami Sarach Kinuach. Because otherwise, they should have said, Lo Mashkach Zul Kinuach Vadoch. You need Kinuach Vadoch, as the Rambo says. Even though it's considered to be a Suda Achwita. That's what he's suggesting. We had a strong cash against the Matthias from the Rush, because the Rush quoted Tosis verbatim, and the Rush himself requires 6 hours. And that's a cash on his cheshbon. In any event, it's a big discussion. And the Shach says the whole thing is not true. The Shach here in Sivkot and Zion. Take a look quickly. Again, we're running out of time. The Shach of Kohen Zion says over here, this is as follows. Here. L'motza bosa ben shinov tamini bar abnosas hamton asho sagi afilu below kinuach v'adocha. That's all. You don't need it. Consider suda achrita. You don't need it at all. At all. But we have a beautiful way to explain why the Ramah requires it. It's based on the Yad Yehuda, as cited in the Biurim. It's a Sfek Sfeka. Ramah is afraid to go out on the limb against the Mechaber. The Mechaber said 6 hours. How can you go out on the limb against the Mefarish of Mechaber 6 hours? A Rambam? But you know what? When we started this inyan, we had three different opinions, Rabbi Osai. One opinion said that if you have kinuach v'adocha, you don't have to wait for Suda Achrita. Another opinion said that if you bench in the Mesilik HaShulchan, that's considered Suda Achrita. So the Ramah wanted to, since it's going out on the limb against the 6 hours, he wanted to have as many allies as he could. Therefore, he requires brachas the Muslim Tzilik HaShulchan to satisfy the view of Tosus Kufei. He also requires Kinuach Vadacha to satisfy Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam. And he also adds an extra hour for one of those two reasons, either the Zohar or the crazy Uplesi. But that's based upon the combination of Shitas. That's the best we can do for the moment in this Rambam, why you would require all these things. Fine. And now, only because we have no time, if we just quickly go through the last two Sifim in the next two Sifim, in Siman Pei Tes, very, very briefly. I'm sorry for not planning out ahead this Chazara as I should have, but since it's those things which you learned more recently, hopefully you have a better recollection of these in general. Let's take a look. Ochal Vina Mutal Lechal Achar Bosamiyad. As long as you wait, wash your hands. That's our sugya. You have to wash your hands. You also have to mekaneach pivul adicho. It goes through the details of what this requires. Okay, but you don't have to wait. Who ever heard of waiting? Waiting? Most of the favorites, you don't have to wait. Black and white, before you don't have to wait. Comes the Rambo. V'yesh machmirin, afilu b'vosarach ha'gvina. To wait. Where did this come from? Came out of nowhere. It's against the Mefurashi Gemara. Who said so? We saw the Mordechai quotes the Marami Wittenberg. And when he was young, he made fun of it. What did he consider it? Minus. Then once he had between his teeth cheese, so he accepted the Tzchum. And then the big fight is now. So where does that leave us? Ramos says, Tov Lahachmir. The Mashal screams and yells, no way, it's Minus. Only the Maram, Shebomichshol Yonah Pamachas Hechmir. Otherwise, you have no right to be Machmir. Right? The Mashal is flaming in his opinions. Shach says, no, my reading of the Maram is not that way. That since it happened to him, everybody should be Machmir Lichatchila. This is a interesting question. I'm not here to decide who's right. All I know is that there's some people who wait, but when they wait, only for what? Gvina kosher. You wait 6 hours. What is Gvina kosher, Abasa? What does it mean in today's world, Gvina kosher? So we came out, what is it? Parmesan cheese, right? That you have to cut with a knife before you eat it. That's what the Megillah Sefer said. He thinks that although Rabbi Yoshua was machmir on the yellow cheeses, was making on the white cheeses, because the yellow has a more of a flavor. I don't need this stuff, but I can't even answer it. But he says, no. He quotes a Gemara on Shabbos that says you need a trina. It's a grater for cheese. We don't grate our cheese. We just the people don't. But Parmesan, the Talmud told us, that's what they do grate, and therefore that would require 6 hours. And according to some authorities, even if you grated it and you melted it in the works, it might still require 6 hours for those who are a machmir. For other cheeses, if it's white cheeses, they cause many gedolim or mekel. The yellow cheeses, which are somewhat stronger, I don't know what that means exactly, some are machmir, but I think we have a right to be mekel, a combination of what the Megillah Sefer says, and let's not forget the Mashal, but we should always be mekel. There's room to be mekel for a little bit of Parmesan. I guess we should keep the chum, at least in one case. Those who have that, we should try to be machmir. And we eat machmir for chicken. Rambo is mekel for chicken, the Maram, but the Rambo is machmir for chicken. It goes beyond the Maram. Okay, so there are different opinions. Different opinions. Oh. And there are those who say no. We have room to be, have certain leniencies when it comes to chicken. Oh. Dispute what the Rambo actually means. I'll just read you one word in the, again, just give me a few minutes. Over here, on both sides, there's a remarkable statement in the Rambo here in Siv Gimel. Let's just start Siv Gimel because we're really running out of time. Siv Gimel. Ochal tavshel shel basar mutar lechal achrav tavshel shel gvina. The Mefurash Gemara on that Kuf Hei Amud Beis. It's a fight. What it means? Rabbi Natan said this is what it means. Yesh Masechta Netila. That's the opinion of the Rashbam. Two brothers had a fight. Tosfos Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Avon bo lechal hagvina atzmachat tavshel shel basar. Or basar atzmachat tavshel shel gvina. Chol bo litol yod. Fine. Shuman shel basar dino kibosar atzmo. So therefore, we have to be machmir by the shuman, and we're machmir even when it comes to sol of chicken soup, even if it's oaf. So even if it's chicken soup, you have to be machmir to wait 6 hours. What is a potential heter? Well, tavshel shebosel. What does that mean? It's parva, it's a potato. It was cooked in the same pot as meat. We call it the chont. So that's where the discussion of whether you're allowed to have a tavshel shel gvina after it or not. And we have a minig, the Ramo says, Sholdechel gvina achar tavshel basar kama achar basar atzmo. Ein l'shanas v'lifrot together. So therefore you can't have cheese after a potato from the cholent. You have to wait 6 hours. If ein basar v'tavshel achar it's basar v'kderes shel basar, it's a flesh of a pot, then there's no problem. Mutalechel achar gvina. The shach has the kasha. Rabbeinu Shlom, you can have it with gvina. So the pot is not clean. Why is it clean? Because you put it, you left some stuff there from before, you didn't clean it. And that's what the Shach explains over here in his Chiddush. We're not going into Pratim because the time is really basically over. I wanted to point out to you that based upon this din and we have in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a clean fleishika pot, when you cooked in it parva, you need not wait 6 hours. Nachronim say, Shlomo Klug and others, stands to reason that if you had a meat meal and you cooked something which is parv in a clean dairy utensil, it's no problem. Don't have to wait 6 hours. What do we call this in our language? Dairy equipment. So the whole dairy equipment is really an excessive stringency. Maybe the companies, the hashkafas who write dairy equipment, and now they even write dairy when there's no dairy because they don't want to confuse people, so they make chumras. Dairy, even if it's completely parv product, maybe they're afraid the guy's going to take this dessert product and put it directly on his chicken. He'll take chocolate chips and put it on his chicken. Has anyone in this room ever eaten chocolate chips on chicken? Big sample of a Talmidim. No one. And young people have the wildest tastes. It's just not done. So I'm not faulting the OU for taking a strict stand, but halacha lemaisa, I think it's permissible. There's a whole tumult in the Wall Street Journal about Trader Joe. You hear about that?
Yeah.
They put a dairy designation on it, but I'm told that the ingredients are completely parva. They don't want to take acharias because maybe once in a thousand or once in a who knows what, some milk product can get mixed in. Seems to be it's bottled, barovd many, many times over. I don't think you have to wait 6 hours there either because the ingredients as they stand are completely parva. So, this is what I wanted to suggest to you at the end of the shiur. You have room to be lenient. I again apologize, we didn't quite chazer and we spoke about even briefly, but I think we did a pretty comprehensive chazer of the major topics. You have now a week minus 4 hours to chazer. 9 o'clock later next Sunday, everyone has to be here. That's the deal. I'll smach that.